My direct dial is 858.
Thank you for calling CNY Ceiling and Plowing and CNY Creative Coatings. You can visit us online anytime at cnyceiling.com and cnycreativecoatings.com. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For driveway...
Please hold. From CNY Ceiling and...
CNY Ceiling.
Hi, is Erica in?
Sure, can I tell who's calling?
This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on, please.
Mm-hmm.
It requires strict attention to material mix ratios, detailed planning, and the expertise of skilled professionals. As Syracuse's premier concrete company, we have the ability to meet all of your needs in concrete and stamped concrete, and have done just that for thousands of customers, from driveways and patios to pool surrounds and garage floors. To view...
This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. It's Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Yeah, you know,
good, good. Okay, so I got your email. You guys are looking for $500,000 in capital?
No, well, it's all together. So we have, I don't know the exact amount. Approximately, it's in close to $400,000 in advances. It's like $375,000 that we want to consolidate and then get the $500,000 so it leaves us with working capital.
Okay. Okay. So the advances are about $400,000.
Approximately, it's definitely under $400,000, but.
Okay. And then you would want the extra around $100,000 just for for working capital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What for the extra $100,000? What would you be using that towards?
We have some large jobs coming up, so we'd definitely be using it for materials and
updated version there just so you have it on file.
That would be one of the biggest that we need it for.
Okay, for some large jobs. Do you guys get set up on like any net 30, net 60s pay schedules there or okay, so that's kinda it's going towards that kind of that in between cash flow there.
Absolutely. And then we within the next month, we'll be preparing for our winter season. So any type of equipment that they might have to pick up for, you know, whether it's a plow or different things, you know, I don't have the budget in front of me right now of exactly what it would go towards. But working capital for materials for the jobs coming up is the bulk of it.
Okay, okay. For the equipment that you guys are looking for, just a suggestion here because we do, like I mentioned, we have equipment and we have capital. When you guys are ready to bring on that equipment, I would suggest putting it under, you know, more of an equipment financing program just so it's stretched out longer. Our equipment financing goes up to 5 years.
Well, we're not looking for any large equipment at this point.
Yeah.
You know, getting a plow, and different materials for that season really wouldn't be anything that we'd have to stretch out for 5 years.
Okay, okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so materials for large jobs and prepping for your winter season. And how many advances did you say that there were? There was three?
There's three.
There's three, okay.
And the balance, it's approximately probably $380,000 is the balance on them, approximately.
Okay, and are these through your bank or are they through...
No, they're advances. So Can Capital, I don't know if you're aware of them, IOU Financial, and then Merchant Discount.
IOU Financial. And what kind of payments are you making on these? Are these daily or?
They are.
Okay, they are daily payments.
Two are daily, and the other one is a daily, but it's set up to come out once a week, so.
Okay. And, how much for the daily payments, how much are you making on these? Just so I can kind of get a detail, you know, I know I want to make sure that, you know, our loan doesn't waste your time, that we make the payments, you know, lower or just a quicker way to pay off
sure.
And we get you the everything. Yeah. So how much are you making daily on these?
Before I give you all that info, what type of loans do you offer? Like, what are the interest rates? Is this another advance or are we talking a significant, like a decent interest rate?
It'll depend on what you guys qualify for. what we'll do is try to.
But I mean, are we looking at 8 to 15%, or are you talking in advance?
No. It's not. It's not in advance. So it's a capital loan. So it'll be a cash loan. But what we'll have here is a set payback amount for you.
Well, I understand that. I just want to know what the range is in the interest rate, just so we don't waste each other's time, because we're definitely shopping around with different places. So mm-hmm. I don't want to go through filling out an application and giving you all our information. If you're talking a 25 to 30% interest rate, it's definitely not something that we're interested in.
No. That's not. What kind of interest rates did you have on the other cash advances that you guys
have?
They're
advances, so they're very high.
They're very high. Okay.
I mean, is this an amortized loan or no?
Wait, what?
Is it amortized?
No. So it's just, it's just your basic, unsecured cash loan. So there's not really a percent rate because it's not annualized.
Because it sounds like it's right along the line of what we already have, and that they're definitely high interest.
They can be, yeah, because they're not secured loans, so they can be. But if you wanted to, consolidate everything,
$500,000 loan. I mean, we're talking a lot. No, we're looking for something, around 16% or under. So if that's not something that you guys do, I definitely don't want to waste each other's time.
No, I definitely understand. That's definitely something we can, I will make sure that's in your file and. We work with that based on, do you have any other approvals through anyone else at this point?
I would have to talk to the president. I know he's working with a couple at this point, so.
Okay, so he is applying through other people at this time?
Yes.
Okay. We have, if you had any approvals through anyone else, you can definitely send them in to us, and we have a match or beat policy, so we can look at them and, generally beat what they've offered you.
I'm just being honest with you, it sounds like at a $500,000 unsecured loan,
it could be pricey.
Being under 30% interest, and that's just, unfortunately, with these advances that we have, when you pay them off, you have to pay them off pretty much in full, which is probably what you guys are. It's not, you don't pay back principal because it's not amortized. So I'm definitely not interested in paying high interest on high interest.
No, so it makes sense.
If it's not something that's going to be under 20%, then I definitely don't want to waste each other's time.
Yeah, I mean, it would all depend on what you would qualify for. I can't give you a set number on
I
that.
I mean, the owner has excellent credit, so I'm not worried about, qualifying as far as that. I mean, we have excellent credit, so it's not about that, but it's, like I said, it sounds like it's a regular advance, so I don't foresee it being under 20%.
Okay. Do you know what the sales were like last year for the business?
Yeah, we do about $3.5 million.
Okay. Okay, like I said, you kind of know the gist of a working capital loan there.
I do.
Because you guys have three of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if that, if it's not along the lines of, it's just too expensive. They are pricey loans. They're unsecured, so
yeah. You
kind of understand that.
Yeah, that's not what we're looking for. That's why I just wanted to call. Typically, when you stretch it out over multiple years, the interest rate is better, but I'm definitely not interested in paying anywhere near what we're already paying. Like I said, I'm definitely looking for under 20%, and if you're not, pretty confident that's where we'd be, I don't want to waste my time filling out and sending all the information.
That makes sense,
I appreciate you giving me a call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Erica. Bye.
Bye-bye.